Friends, in Exodus, the second book of the Bible, God first reveals His name to Moses as I am who I am. He alone is the Creator and the Almighty, the all-knowing and all-wise guardian of all creation. He is self-existent and self-sufficient. He has no beginning and no end. The name I Am revealed in the Old Testament always speaks of the very essence of the one true living God who is not like the false gods of the nations. I Am is unique. He repeatedly called Himself I Am, in Hebrew, Yahweh or Jehovah. Often it is I am the Lord, the God of Abraham, of Isaac, and of Jacob. He alone must be worshipped. Although invisible and untouchable, He reveals Himself through His activities of creation and of providence. So, He is always there for His people as their guardian and guide. He is the God of their salvation. Although absolutely holy, He still provides the means for His people to know Him, to seek His blessed company and protection. Throughout the New Testament, Christ the Messiah gives the full meaning of God's word to Moses, that He is the I Am who is I Am. John's Gospel opens asserting that Jesus, the Logos, in Greek, or Word, was always there. It says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. All things were made through Him, and without Him was not anything made that was made. In Him was life, and the life was the light of men. Friends, this means that the Messiah was there from the very beginning, as the Bible opens in Genesis chapter 1. It says, in the beginning God created the heavens and the earth, and God said, let there be light, and there was light. John's Gospel opens stating that Jesus the Messiah is the Logos, the very Word in human form. He added our human nature to His divine nature. The Gospel says, and the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we have seen His glory, glory as of the only Son from the Father, full of grace and truth. In other words, He is Emmanuel, God with us. The Gospel further says, no one has ever seen God, the only God who is at the Father's side, He has made Him known. So, the Messiah, the living Word, is the only one who reveals who Jehovah God is. Seven times the Gospel of John tells us that Jesus, the Messiah, applied the name I Am to Himself. Each time, it was about providing the essentials for life. I am the bread of life. I am the light of the world. I am the door of the sheep. I am the good shepherd. I am the resurrection and the life. I am the way, the truth, and the life. I am the true vine. Despite His many miracles and divine teaching, most Jews did not believe in Jesus as Messiah. Chapter 12 of John's Gospel reminds us that hundreds of years earlier, the prophet Isaiah foretold this hardness of heart towards Him when he saw the heavenly vision of the seraphim angels adoring Him. One called to another and said, holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is full of His glory. Yes, Jesus the Messiah identifies Himself with the Lord Jehovah revealed to Isaiah. Jesus is the holy, great I Am. He was, He is, and He is to come, the Almighty One. Along with the Father and the Holy Spirit, He is Jehovah. He is the promised sinless new Adam, born to the Virgin. He brings blessings to all families of humanity, as revealed to Abraham. In Him, amazingly, God took on Himself the just, divine judgment against sinners who trust in Him. In perfect holiness, He conquered sin, Satan, the world, and even death. He established the enduring, eternal, universal kingdom of righteousness promised to David. He is the Messiah, Jehovah, the Redeemer, who revealed Himself to Moses, and He secures eternal life for all who cling to Him. Hallelujah.